In the fall of 2008, the country was debating the rhyme and reason of spending billions in taxpayer money to bail out the U.S. auto industry. At stake wasn't just auto worker jobs, but jobs that impacted tens of thousands of other Americans who work for auto-related businesses. I met one of these workers, who I'll call Joe. He was barely hanging on to his job.
On a Friday afternoon, I get called into a conference room, and in the group I was with, and there were like 11 of us. They were offered the package because we were a specific age and so forth. And they gave us till the next Friday to make up our mind.
Joe's company was Sensata Technologies, based in Attleboro. They don't manufacture cars, but they make sensors that get installed in them. The auto industry's trickle-down effect isn't new. Since the late 50s, the saying went, as General Motors goes, so goes the nation. So 4 years ago, the auto bailout wasn't just about cars. It was about jobs and politics. Just weeks after John McCain lost to Barack Obama, Mitt Romney wrote an op-ed in the New York Times opposing an auto bailout and calling instead for a, quote, managed bankruptcy for Detroit automakers.
Do you stand by those words, even seeing Wall Street's violent reaction to the turmoil in the auto industry?
Here's Romney being questioned on CBS News days after his article was published.
There's no question but that if you just write a check, that you're going to see these companies go out of business ultimately. Instead, we have to help these companies restructure, stay in business, but restructure, shed the unnecessary costs.
Soon after President Obama took office, he ignored Romney's bankruptcy option and pumped $80 billion into a bailout for General Motors and Chrysler.
With the auto rescue, you know, he saved more than 1 million American jobs. But it wasn't just Michigan. Hey, hey, hey.
Fast forward to last week's Democratic National Convention, where all signs credited the bailout and President Obama with saving more than 1 million American jobs.
In Virginia, more than 19,000 jobs. In North Carolina, 25,000 jobs. In Wisconsin, 28,000 jobs. In Pennsylvania, 34,000.
But there was also an unexpected beneficiary to saving Detroit, and it was Mitt Romney. The auto bailout reached far deeper than automakers and assembly line workers. It also saved auto-related industries like Sensata, a company bought by Bain Capital in 2006. Even though Romney was several years gone from the private equity firm that he founded, he was still making money from his Bain investments.
One of Mitt Romney's top investments is this thing called Fund 8, which is a Bain Capital investment.
Jeremy Thompson is a senior researcher for Mass Uniting, an advocacy group that pushes for corporate accountability.
Fund 8 is part of Bain's controlling interest in a company called Sensata. 63% of their business in 2011 came from the automotive industry.
I'm standing with Thompson in the lobby of the John Hancock Building in Boston, where Bain Capital was headquartered.
In 2008, of course, Mitt Romney specifically said they should not be given a bailout. And instead what happened was they were bailed out, which allowed them to keep making cars, which allowed them to keep buying parts for their cars. Which meant that Sensata got to keep doing business. Because Sensata got to keep doing business, they were able to pay their investors, including Mitt Romney. That wouldn't have happened if the automotive industry hadn't been bailed out.
Dan Primack has studied Romney's financial history. As a senior editor for Fortune magazine, Primack says Romney benefited from a golden parachute signed years earlier at Bain.
So when Romney decided he was going to leave Bain Capital, he signed a deal with his partners, which basically was a transition from CEO, but was also a way for him to lose ownership in the firm, whereby for 10 years after he left, he was going to get an interest or a piece of any fund that Bain Capital raised during that 10-year period. He wouldn't have to pay for them. He also had the option, if he wanted to pay to get additional stakes in those funds. He basically had a piece of every Bain Capital investment that was made for the 10 years after he left, as well, obviously, of all the ones prior. And so for whatever percentage of the fund he got that percentage in profits from Bain on Sensata and every other Bain deal that they've done.
We reached for a response, but both Bain Capital and the Romney campaign turned down requests for interviews. The campaign did send us this statement. Governor Romney left Bain Capital in 1999. As we have said many times before, Governor and Mrs. Romney's assets are managed on a blind basis. The investment decisions are made by a trustee. End of statement. But are blind trusts completely blind, totally out of sight from a businessman like Romney? Rebecca Wilkins, senior counsel for Citizens for Tax Justice, a D.C.-based nonprofit that has angered both Republicans and Democrats over the years, is not convinced. She's been reviewing Bain documents, Sensata filings, and the only complete tax return that Governor Romney has released.
We can see in Governor Romney's 2010 return that he owns an interest in the private equity fund that holds Sensata Technologies. He also owns shares of Sensata personally. You know, we see in Romney's return tax planning, like the carried interest loophole, we see a charitable remainder trust that he set up in 1996 where he got a big deduction for amounts that still haven't gone to charity. We see a private foundation that he set up to get a big charitable deduction for money he moves there. We see all kinds of aggressive tax planning in his return.
In 2010, Romney paid a rate of 13.9% on nearly $22 million in income. Since capital gains is taxed at a much lower rate than a 9-to-5 income, Romney stood to make a good but undetermined amount of money from Sensata, says Fortune magazine's Dan Permeck.
Romney would have profited because Sensata, a couple years ago, after the Bain investment, went public. Bain took it public. Bain's made a bunch of money off of that IPO. Bain still holds a lot of stock in Sensata. I believe, as of the end of last year, still held a 51% stake, i.e. also has control of it. But there would have been distributions of stock, which Mitt Romney would have gotten. And we've actually seen from some of his financial disclosures that he did indeed get those distributions of stock.
But the question some would ask is, so what? There is nothing to suggest that Mr. Romney did anything improper by cashing in indirectly on the auto bailout. After all, President Obama also has indirect investments in Sensata through the Illinois Pension Fund, according to the Illinois State Board of Investment. But Mass Uniting, the advocacy group for corporate responsibility, sees a major difference. Their statement reads, any assertion that Mitt Romney is a passive beneficiary of his own offshoring for profit model is an absolute farce at best. But the Romney campaign says any profit the former governor may have received from the auto bailout is indirect and coincidental.
That's a good twisting of the facts.
That's Bob King, president of the UAW, the United Auto Workers, speaking by telephone from Detroit.
Go on the street and ask anybody, and I think the common person would say it's a hypocritical position for him to take, and especially when he profited off the bailout by shipping jobs to China and other places.
Michael Sandel, the noted Harvard philosopher, views Romney's financial gain from the auto bailout differently.
The success of the auto bailout is a good argument against having opposed it. But I don't think that it's necessarily hypocritical to profit from a legitimate public policy, a morally defensible policy, even if one opposed it.
Though Sensata derives a major share of its business from the U.S. auto industry, more than 90% of its workforce is based offshore. And sometime in November, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, 170 additional U.S. workers will lose their jobs at a Bain Sensata plant that is closing in Freeport, Illinois. 52-year-old Cheryl Rendecker trained some of the workers in China who will soon replace her on an assembly line overseas.
What am I going to do now? I have to go back to school because I've got too long to work yet, so I've got to find something that I can do as I'm getting older. And we're kind of in a hard spot right now, but we'll have to try to make the best of a bad situation.
The Freeport workers have publicly called on former Bain CEO Mitt Romney to intervene on their behalf with Sensata. So far, there's been no response. And that is perhaps the greatest irony of winners and losers in the aftermath of the U.S. auto bailout. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.